accused me of having a lot of hot air, but no cold air.
人都怪我说我有很多的热热气，没有冷气。
It is good to get back, just be in the warmth of the saints again this morning.
能够回到众圣徒们中间，很温暖的众圣徒们中间，实在是很好的。
In the past month, we have fellowshipped in different places in the greater Massachusetts area.
过去一个月，我在麻省各地有与弟兄姊妹们有交通。
And many of the places in which we fellowship there has been very little vision of the church.
在我们参加许多的聚会中，他们对教会的印象非常的稀少。
In fact, it's sort of interesting. Last Sunday, we for the first time met a couple at MIT who had really seen the vision of what the Lord is after.
上礼拜我们与一对年轻夫妇聚在一起，他们实在是看见了主。
Young couple are working on their doctorate.
是一对年轻的夫妇，他们正在读他们博士，修他们的博士学位。
They're from a foreign country, Brazil, and speak Portuguese.
他们从巴西来，是讲葡萄牙话。
Great cultural difference, a great language barrier.
有文化上有很大的差别，语言上也有一点阻碍。
And yet the fellowship that we enjoyed better part of Sunday last was magnanimous. It was great.
但是我们在上主日在一起的交通确实那样的宽广，那样的好。
And again, I was reminded that it isn't culture that brings us together.
所以再次的提醒我，实在不是因为文化背景把我们聚在一起。
It isn't a like social status that brings us together.
也不是因为我们在社会上的地位相同把我们聚在一起。
It's not a common language that brings us together.
也不是因为我们说同样的语言把我们聚在一起。
But it's the spirit of God.
乃是神的灵。
A people who have put Christ as all and in all.
乃是一般的人把基督放在一切又在一切之上。
And immediately when we began fellowshipping last Sunday with this family, this couple and their little 15-month-old boy, there was a bond.
当我们上主日一开始与这个家庭跟他们15个月的婴儿一起交通的时候，我们就有一个连结。
And again, Wednesday night, the four of us got together and there was the church.
在星期三晚上我们四个人又聚在一起，那就是教会。
Boston has a long history, several hundred years.
在 Boston 它的历史是非常悠久。
That area was founded on the principle of the Lord Jesus by the Puritans.
他们是清教徒站在主耶稣基督的根基上建立起来的。
Many churches and buildings were erected even back in those early days 300 years ago on the premise of understanding the Lord Jesus as head.
许多的那个建筑物跟教堂都是在那个时候300年以前就建立起来，他们的基础就是看见说主耶稣基督是元首。
But what is left is a shell.
但是所剩下的只不过是外壳。
The buildings are there.
建筑物还在那里。
The life has gone out.
但是生命却失去了。
The church has been calcified.
所谓的教会已经被侵蚀了。
People meet.
人聚在一起。
But they meet without the Lord.
但是他们却没有主。
And death has pervaded, it's taken over the body.
然后身体里面充满了死亡。
So that's what I mean when I come back and say it's good to be among the saints.
所以我才这样说，我回来能够非常高兴能够与圣徒们在一起。
Be among a people who have said we want Christ.
跟一些人在一起是他们说我们愿意以主为我们
We want the Lord to be the Lord of our marriage.
我们愿意主成为我们婚姻的主
Of our family.
我们家庭的主
Of our work.
我们工作的主
Christ is all in all.
基督是在一切又在一切之中
Putting the Lord Jesus back into the position that his father put him, preeminent in all things.
把基督放在他父亲所放他的地位，就是他是在万有之首。
Open your Bibles this morning to Matthew 16.
请把圣经翻到马太福音第十六章。
Matthew 16 verses 13.
马太福音十六章第十三节。
Matthew 16 verse 13.
马太福音十六章第十三节。
When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?"
耶稣到了该撒利亚菲利比的境内，就问门徒说：“人说我人子是谁？”
So they said, some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, others Jeremiah or one of the prophets.
他们说有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是耶利米或是先知里的一位。
He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?"
耶稣说：“你们说我是谁？”
Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ." Of the living God.
西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Jesus answered and said to him, Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.
耶稣对他说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示你的。
And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock,I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
And let's just underline that one phrase in our heart, I, Christ speaking, will build my church.
我们就把这句话注意这句话，就是我，就是基督要来建造他的教会。
Now let's turn over to Ephesians 5.
翻到以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians 5, verse 23.
第二十三节。
Verse 23 of Ephesians 5, For the husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church, and he is Savior of the body.
以弗所书五章二十三节，因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。
And then that first phrase in verse 24, therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ.
24节头一句话，教会怎样顺服基督。
And Colossians,
格罗西书
chapter 1, verse 18.
第一章十八节。
Colossians 1:18, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence.
哥罗西书一章十八节，他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
Verse 24.
第二十四节。
I now rejoice in my sufferings for you.And fill up in my flesh, this is Paul speaking, what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ for the sake of his body, which is the church.
这是保罗所说的话，现在我为你们受苦，倒觉欢乐，并且为基督的身体，就是为教会，要在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, again this morning we're reminded of our finiteness and how we need thee.
天父，我们今天早上再次看见我们自己的渺小，我们是如何的需要你。
We just confess again this morning that within our capability to do all types of religious things.
今天早上我们再承认说，不是我们能够做所有宗教的事情。
But there is only one who can do the things of Christ.
只有一个人能够做，就是基督。
There is only one who can do the things of heaven and of God.
只有一个人能做天上的事情。
And that is the Spirit of God.
就是神的灵。
So again, we just prostrate ourselves before you as speaker, Father, and hearers for your anointing again this morning.
今天早上我们就再次屈服在你的面前，愿你来圣灵来膏我们说话的跟听的。
Hide us from anything that would distract us.
把我们不叫任何事情来阻挡我们。
Hide us from them.
不叫我们在人站在人的面前。
And again, let us see the living Christ.
叫我们能够看见永生的基督。
Pray in Christ's name. Amen.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
As I said in that introduction, I have been impressed, or said in another way, not impressed often.By what our concept of the church is.
就像我刚刚所说的，我实在是不太 满意我们所认为的教会是什么。
Man spends his days at work, in the classroom, on the sports court, using his mind to perceive and to understand what he is doing.
人在他的工作上，在学校里面或在球场上，他用他自己的智慧来看一切的事物。
And as a result, he brings that same mentality into the body, into his religious function, and tries to, with his mind, understand what God is after.
因此他也把这样子的情形带进到世界里来，用他的自己的思想来明白神的事。
Many times this past year, we have shared, we have discussed, we have talked about what is God's eternal purpose.
在过去一年中，我们常常提到说，神永远的旨意是什么呢？
We've looked at this word, we're created in God's image, and how that shows us in a very simple way, right there in Genesis 1, what God's purpose is.
我们是按照神的形象被造的，在创世纪第一章里面就让我们看见神的旨意就是那么简单。
And in the second chapter of Genesis, we see that passage, it's not good for man to be alone. And we see God's heart, where he shows us right there in Genesis 2, that he wants a bride for his son.
在创世纪第二章里面，主就说那人独居不好，我们在那边马上就看见神的心意就是要为他的儿子基督找一个心腹。
And we have looked at Cain's sacrifice as it points towards God's eternal purpose.
我们也看到亚伯的献祭来满足神的旨意。
Man being recovered after the fall back into oneness, back into union with Christ.
自从人堕落以后，人再次被神恢复与他合一。
We looked at Noah's Ark, and we saw there that unity, that safety, that protection, that provision that God has given us in that picture of the ark.
我们从挪亚的方舟，我们看见说，他们在那边与神的合一，在神的保护之下。
And then we spent a week looking at that word, the tabernacle, and how God is the center, and how the picture of oneness with God there in the wilderness.
那我们也提到会幕，我们就看到神是他们一切的中心，神在他们那边与在旷野里面与他们合一。
And then that beautiful example through the entire Old Testament of Israel being the example of a people that where God desired to be rightly related to Him in companionship and in oneness.
在旧约里面，我们看见以色列人就让我们从以色列人身上，我们看见。神是何等愿意与他们有一个正确的关系，他们也愿意与他合一。
And we looked at the temple.
然后我们看见圣殿。
And we looked at the word, the city.
然后我们看了这个词城。
All of these examples pointing to what God is after in His eternal purpose.
在这一切的事情上，都让我们看见神永远的旨意是什么。
And then we have spent some time on the subject of marriage.
然后我们也谈到了婚姻。
And how that word marriage from Genesis to Revelation is shown in, is demonstrated in the Bible as an example of what God is after.
神借着婚姻这个词，从创世纪到启示录，就让我们看见他的心意是什么。
And so this morning, we would like to look a little bit deeper into this word, the church, the body of Christ.
今天我们就要再更深入一点来看这个字教会，就是基督的身体。
I'd like to just ask this question, what is the church?
我们要问今天早上我们要问就是说教会是什么。
But let me just begin by asking the question, what the church is not.
那我们先问说什么不是教会。
The church is not a building.
教会并不是一个建筑物。
I have seen manybeautiful buildings around the world. I think a lot of you have, if you've traveled, seen these large edifices, and they call these buildings churches. That is not the church.
当你在各地旅行的时候，你会常常看见那些非常美丽的建筑物，他们称那些建筑物为教会，其实那些不是教会。
The church is not a place where lonely heart people come to meet.
教会并不是只是一些有觉得很孤单的人聚在一起的地方。
The church is not a religious organization or an institution.
教会也不是一个宗教的组织。
It's not a system.
也不是一个宗教的制度。
It's not a program.
也不是一个形式。
It's not a membership.
也不只是一些有些会员。
People cannot join the church.
人不能够说要参与教会。
The church is not a religious meeting.
教会并不是一些宗教的聚会。
Not a denomination.
也不是派别。
It's not a non-denomination.
也不是说没有分宗派。
It's not interdenominational.
也不是说是综合的宗派。
It's not Chinese.
也不是只是中国人。
It's not Baptist.
也不是浸信会。
It's not Catholic.
也不是天主教。
It's not Greek Orthodox.
也不是希腊正教。
All of what I've named are Christian organizations.
这些都是只是基督教的一些组织。
Christians are in them.
基督徒在里面。
But this is not the church.
但是这不是教会。
Church is not a happy, clappy, emotional group of people.
教会也不是一些很快乐的人，很动情感。
It's not a place where we have, we sing a lot of songs, have song fest, and there is sort of this release of our spirit.
也不是说我们聚在一起唱许多的歌，好像来发泄我们的灵。
If any of you have been in Tennessee, you know that you can have an old country hoedown, and at the end of the meeting, you can just really feel good.
若是你曾经到过田纳西的话，你可以他们有唱
西部
歌，到最后你就觉得很舒服。
And not one spiritual song had been sung.
没有一个，他们没有唱任何一个属灵的歌。
The church is not a place where man's mind debates theology.
教会也不是一些人用他们的思想来讨论神学。
Or discusses doctrine.
或者来讨论教义。
It's not a place where everyone is set free to do as they like, do their own thing.
也不是一个地方说你要高兴做什么就做什么的地方。
The church is not a work.
也不是一个工作。
It's not a ministry.
也不只是一个执事。
It's not a Bible study, neither is it a school for evangelism.
也不是一个查经的聚会或者是一个传福音的学校。
The church is not material, but it's not temporal.It's not physical, it's not earthly.
也不只是一个东西，也不是短暂的，不是属地的。
You're saying, well, what is it?
那你就会说，那到底是什么呢？
It's God's heart.
乃是神的心意。
God's heart revealed.
乃是神心意的发表。
It's God's purpose.
乃是神的目的。
It's God's will.
乃是神的心意。
It's God's way.
是神的道路。
It's the reality. Reality being the truth of God.
乃是神真实的实际。
It's God's work.
乃是神的工作。
It's God's workmanship.
乃是神工作的人。
It's His building.
乃是他的建造。
It's His house.
是他的家。
It's God's end.
乃是他的方法。
It's His fullness. It's His completeness.
乃是他丰满的彰显，他的完全。
It's God's creation.
乃是神所创造的。
It's God's show, but not in the vernacular. It's his show, it's his demonstration.
是他的显现。
It's his demonstration of himself.
乃是他自己的一个彰显。
It's God's example of himself.
乃是神把他自己表示出来。
It's God's masterpiece.
是神的杰作。
It's God's character manifested in human beings.
乃是神的性格借着人类来彰显出来。
It's God living and functioning on earth.
乃是神在世上他的生活与他的工作功用。
It's God's heavenly government manifested in earthly people.
乃是神属天的管理在属地的人身上彰显出来。
It's the life of Christ functioning in a people.
乃是基督的生命在同人的中间彰显出来。
The church is the one new man.
教会乃是一个新造。
The church is a people submitting to the authority of God and to God's delegated authority.
乃是有一般的人，他们愿意顺服在神的掌权之下，或者神所设立的人的之下。
The church is local, and yet at the same time, it's universal.
神是地方性的，也是宇宙性的。
The church,
教会是地方性的，也是宇宙性的。
Is past.The church is present, the church is future.
教会是过去，现在也是将来。
The church is both Christ and the church is both man.
教会是基督也是人。
Not one without the other.
并不是其中的一个。
The church is not material, it is spirit.
并不是物质的，乃是属灵的。
When our spiritual life decays,
当我们属灵的生命堕落的时候，
we're no longer spirit.
我们就不再是属灵的。
And that's when man comes in and cranks something up.
那个人就进来想要做些什么。
That's when man has to touch the thing.
那就是人要进来要摸一些事情。
And man is very, very capable in this area.
人实在是能够做这样的事情。
He has a tradition.
他有他的传统。
He has a history.
他有历史。
He's learned things from his parents and grandparents. And so he brings his little props in and starts doing something.
他从他的祖父母，从他的父母那边学到一些东西，他就把这个带进来，来做。
But the church is spirit.
但是教会乃是属灵的。
And man can't touch it.
人不能够动它。
But man has failed in this area because man is constantly touching it.
但是人在这方面却失败了，因为人常常来触摸教会。
The church is heaven on earth.
教会乃是天在地上。
The church is something in time, yet altogether eternal.
教会虽然在时间的里面，但是却是永世的。
The church are those who are chosen in Christ.
教会乃是那些被神在基督里被拣选的人。
That's why none of us can decide to go join the church.
这样，所以我们没有一个人能够决定说谁能够参加这个教会。
We often hear that, but the Bible says God chooses us.
但是虽然我们常常那样子说，但是圣经告诉我们说，神拣选了我们。
He places us in His Son.
他把我们放在他儿子的里面。
He is the one that cleanses us and makes us like His Son.
他洁净我们，他把我们做成他儿子的样子。
We can't do it.
我们自己不能做。
All we can do is give ourselves to Him.
我们只能做就是把我们自己交给他。
All we can do is yield.
我们能做就是我们顺服他。
And by His grace, He comes in.And start the transforming job.
因着他的恩典，他进来做他改变的工作。
The church are those who are called before the foundation of the world.
教会乃是那些在创世之前就被神拣选的人。
That gives us a little idea of how important it is to God.
那就让我们看见说这对神而言这是多么的重要。
There never was a time that God did not have the church on His mind.
没有一个时候这个教会不在神的心意之中。
History is simply.His story, Christ's story, God's story.
历史不过就是神的故事。
All of history, with all of its wars, with all of its nations, with all of its people, is there for only one purpose, and that is for God to choose a body.
教会这些列国列民这些所有的战争都是让神来拣选一般的人。
To choose a people identical to His Son.
拣选一般人像他的儿子一样。
The church is holy, the church is righteous, the church is blameless before God.
教会是圣洁，是公义，是无可指责的。
It is said the church is predestined.
因为我们说这教会是预定的。
The church is adopted sons by Jesus to himself.
教会乃是借着主耶稣所得来的儿子。
The church is what makes God happy.
教会乃是叫神的心喜悦的。
It's what gives God pleasure.
是给神欢喜的。
It is the only thing that satisfies His heart.
是唯一的事情能够满足他的心意。
The only thing on this earth that has ever satisfied the Lord.
这是在世上唯一的事情能够满足神的心意。
There have been many people, much missionary activity, where works have gone out and helped people.Help them with their suffering. Help them with their education. Help them with their agriculture. Fed people. None of it pleases God's heart.
在世上有许许多的工作，有许多多宣传的工作。他们出去帮助那些需要的人、贫穷的人，帮助他们的教育，帮助他们农业方面做许多的事情，但是他们却不能够满足神的心。
It's met a lot of needs. This type of activity has met a lot of needs.
这样的工作也满足了所有供应了许多的需要。
But the only thing that gives pleasure to God is His Son and the body.
但是唯一能够让神的心意得到满足的，就是让他的儿子在身体里。
And the reason is everything else is corrupt.
原因就是其他一切都是会朽坏的。
Everything else has flesh attached to it.
因为其他的事情都是有肉体在。
There is a motivation of pride behind anything else.
因为在这一切的事情的背后都有骄傲的动机。
A motivation of doing the greater good for the greater number.
都有说要为做许多的工作。
And the Bible says it's all going to burn.
但是圣经告诉我们，这一切都会被烧尽。
When God puts the fire to it, it's going to burn hay, wood, and short straw.
当神来点火的时候，那些草木禾秸都要被烧去。
The church is the mystery of Christ.
教会乃是基督的奥秘。
The church are those seated with the Holy Spirit of promise.
教会乃是那些是有圣灵宝贝的应许在里面。
The church is the fullness and the completeness of Christ.
教会乃是基督丰满。
Christ at this point is not complete.
在这个时候基督还没有达到他的完全。
Why isn't he complete?
为什么呢？
He lacks a body.
因为没有身体。
He's headless.Or he is bodyless.
因为他是没有身体的。
We're the ones that are normally headless.
我们通常是没有头的。
The church is in the world, but the world is not in the church.
虽然教会在这个世界里面，但是这个世界却不在教会里面。
In the world, but it's not of the world.
他们虽然在世界里面，但是这却不属于这世界。
And only great revelation can make this differentiation.
只有借着伟大的意象，我们才能够有这样的分别。
I was talking to my brother Dean Friday, and we were talking about this very subject. How the great mystery? How can you be in the world 12 hours a day in the academic pipe, which Satan initiated, the business, commerce, industrial world, which Satan initiated and put into place? How can we be in those things and not others?
清楚，我跟我的弟弟在谈到说，我们怎么能够说在这个世界里面却不属于这个世界？我们一天有12个小时在这个世界里面，学术界也是撒旦起手的，商业界这些一切的商业事物也都是他起手，我们怎么能够在里面却又不属于这世界呢？
Because we haven't seen the answer for this, when we see a little bit of the Lord, what do we think we automatically have to do? We've got to get into full-time service. We have to get out of this cosmos and get into here.Where we're doing spiritual things.
这是因为我们还没有看见。当我们若是只有看，我们看到一点点的主的时候，我们就觉得说，我们应该马上进入到全世间的服事，脱离这个世界的制度。
Have you ever thought about Daniel?
你有没有想过但以理呢
？Where he spent his 90 years, or I should say about 70 years.
他七十年的时间。
Because the first 20 years he was where he probably wanted to be, and that was Jerusalem.
他大概在20岁以前的时候都是还在耶路撒冷。
But as a teenager, he was taken into the worst place in the world.
当他还在青少年的时候，他就被带到一个世界上最坏的地方。
The most anti-God place ever.
世界上最反对神的一个地方。
And he worked and he lived in the palace of a heathen country.
但是他在外邦人的王宫里面，他生活，他工作。
Where every policy had a sinister, wicked, evil backing behind him.
每一个政策都有那些他那个邪恶的势力在后面。
Did Daniel have a pure heart?
但是但以理有没有一个清洁的单纯的心呢？
Could he live in the world and not be of it?
他能不能够活在世界里面却不属于这世界呢？
Could Joseph, if he had ministered over Egypt, could he be in the world and not of it?
约瑟能不能够在他管理那整个埃及却是在这世界却不属于这个世界呢？
Princesses, our life corporately, our life individually is a spiritual thing as it relates to the union with Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，我们个人的生活，我们团体的生活都是需要 与神有联合的。
The church is set apart.
教会乃是被分别出来的。
It has been sanctified.
乃是被神成圣的。
It is a people who have been put into Christ.
乃是基督被放在基督的人被放在基督的里面。
Now that we know,What the church is.
现在我们知道什么是教会。
Where is this church we've just been talking about it being in the world?
在这个世界上，这个教会在哪里呢？
Where is the church? It's in the devil's world.
在这个头在这个头魔鬼的世界里面，这个教会在哪里呢？
The wisdom of God.
神的智慧。
You know, God has a sense of humor.
神是非常幽默的。
He always knew that Satan would say, I will, and refuse, become rebellious.
他知道撒旦是一直总是说我要，而且反叛他。
And God took all of Satan's schemes and turned them around to accomplish his own purpose.
然后神却把撒旦所有的手段把它转变过来来完成他自己的旨意。
We call it the law of antagonism.
我们叫做这反对的理论。
In other words, in order to put muscle on you, you have to go out and you have to lift weight.
为了要增加你身上的肌肉，你必须要出去举重。
You take opposing forces that oppose these muscles, and those muscles then develop to overcome that arduous, strenuous work that you put it through every day.
你为了要增加你的肌肉，你就出去做一些反这个肌肉的工作，让这个肌肉能够增长起来。
So God put His church right in the middle of the devil's world, so that there is opposition.
所以神把他的教会放在这个仇敌的世界里面。
And these opposing forces of evil, what do? They put muscle on our spiritual life.
这些邪恶的势力就把就给我们让我们有肌肉增长出来。
Forces of evil become that opposition that causes us to do what? Look to the Lord.
邪恶的这些势力就驱使我们来到神面前。
There's not one person in this room that has ability to look towards the Lord.
在座的没有一个人自己有能力来到神面前。
January 1st comes around, there will be resolutions. There'll be, this year I am going to read my Bible. This year I am going to seek after the Lord. No one has that capability.
当新年1月1号来的时候，我们都有新希望，说我今年要读圣经，我今年要追求主，但是我们却做不到。
Isn't it interesting how you can sit down to one of those dull computer programming books and read it like the newspaper, and you have to sit down and read John 14, 6 verses to go to sleep?
这是不是一个很奇妙的事情？你能够坐在那边读这么厚的那些电脑的书，好像读报纸一样有兴趣，但是当你来读圣经，约翰福音14章读了6节就睡着了。
Why is it?
为什么呢？
Because we are in the devil's world. The devil controls the airwaves.
因为我们是在魔鬼的世界里面，他是管理这一切的事情。
When we get next to this book, there's a great fog that comes over us.
当我们一接近圣经的时候，就有一个很重的、很浓的雾来了。
We find ourselves in a comatose state.
我们就自己在一个空的状态里面。
What? Is the Lord playing games with us?
为什么这样子呢？是不是神在与我们玩游戏呢？
He wants us to grow up. Why is this? Why does He allow the devil to control the air and the demonic forces?
他既然要我们长大，他为什么允许仇敌来管理这一切的事物呢？
Did he leave us as orphans?
他是不是把我们离弃了，好像孤儿一样呢？
No.
不是的。
He left us to choose his son, who is a greater power than those forces.
他爱我们，他要我们来拣选神，因为他儿子是超过这一切势力的。
Our problem, brothers and sisters, for years, we try to use our mind.We try to use our will. We try to use our own spirit, our own human spirit, to be disciplined, to learn the discipline of Christ.
我们的问题就是，许多年以来，我们一直是用我们自己的意志，我们自己的毅力，想要来训练我们自己，让我们能够有神的节制。
But there's no way.
但是这是没有办法的。
No human being has ever lived a Christian life.
没有一个人能够过基督徒的生活。
And every morning we have to be reminded of that.
每一天早上我们都要这样子提醒自己。
What happens is we get up tomorrow morning, we feel good, have 3 cups of coffee, that'll make anyone feel good, at least think they're alive. We take off on our own power.
那明天早上起来你喝了3杯咖啡以后，就让自己觉得非常的好，然后你就出去了。
And at 10 o'clock someone walks in, says something that is opposite of the way of our thinking, and we crash.
当十点钟有一个人来跟你讲一些你不喜欢听的话，然后你马上就被打倒了。
So all of this opposition is put into our environment each day for the purpose of us crying out to God. It's an ingenious thing.
这 这些反对的势力常常在我们的生活里面，他的目的就是要叫我们来到的神的面前。
It's a wonderful thing, but how many of us oppose it?
这是一些非常美好的事情。
How many of us try each day? We'll try tomorrow if we don't listen, if we don't learn. We'll try tomorrow to change our environment.
若是我们不听的话，我们不学的话，我们明天早上还是要靠自己的力量来想改变我们的环境。
To alter those around us, to maybe move that person out there to avoid them in order that I might feel good.
我们想要自己来改变我们所有的环境，也许把那个人踢开来，或者是想不要看见，想尽办法不要看见那个人，好让自己觉得好一点。
In a practical application, where is the church? It is.Where two or more are met with God.
对，实际上说来，教会在哪里呢？教会就是当有两三个人聚集在一起的时候，看遇见了神。
We often look at numbers.
我们常常是看见数字。
Numbers has nothing to do with it.
数字是与这个没有关系的。
It's simply where two people and God is, that's His church.
只要是有两个人，和神在一起，那就是教会。
That is a strong, strong majority.
那就是一个非常。非常 强的大多数的势力。
Where God is.
神在哪里？
Where God rules.
在那个地方神掌权。
Where God calls the shots, where he reigns.
在那边神作王掌权。
Where he is shepherding the flock.
在那边他是在那边牧养他的群羊。
Where he is conceiving what the group should do.
在那边他乃是让他来起义。
When he is giving birth to what the church should do.
让他在那里，他是在教会里每一件事情都是以他为
主。He is constructing the policy.
在那边他是来建造所有的政策。
He's fulfilling. He is bringing into maturity, that group.
他乃是他来带领那一群人进到神的丰满里。
To the point where everyone in that fellowship, are saying that Christ is all.
直到在那里，在那一群人，每一个人都看见基督是在一切又在一切之内。
You know, the New Testament uses that word, Christ has all, in all, and, or is all and in all. What does that mean?
在新约里面就用到这句话，基督是在一切又在一切之中。这句话是什么意思呢？
Well, in a physical sense, it's recognizing that Christ is our very existence right now this morning.
物质方面来说，我们就是看见说，基督就是我们今天生存的原因。
I don't know how many of you have already given thanks this morning for breath.
有没有你们不知道有多少人今天早上已经来感谢主把气息赐给我们。
For heartbeat.
为着心跳感谢他。
For food.
为着食物感谢他。
For clothing, especially today.
衣物，特别是今天。
For shelter.
我们住的地方。
General Motors and Ford didn't get you here this morning. It was the Lord who gave you that transportation.
并不是福特公司或通用公司把你带到这里来，乃是主把交通工具给你。
And God gave you all those physical things for one reason, so we could come here around the table and just say thank you.
主神把这一切的事情给我们，只是为了一个目的，让我们今天早上能够到这里来，围绕着桌子来感谢他。
No other reason are all of those grace gifts, all of that logistical grace is given to us for no other reason than for us to come and worship today.
这一切的恩典，这一切的礼物，不是为了别的原因，乃是让我们来到他面前，能够把感谢赞美归给他。
As we came around the table this morning.I don't care what you did this week, where you've been this week, how many people you've helped this week, there is nothing that will have had better eternal value than those of you who either verbally or in your heart said, thank you, Lord.
不管你这一周帮助了多少人，不管你这一周做了哪些事情，但是唯一能够有永远价值，就是今天早上你在坐这个桌子面前，不管是有声或无声的把感谢赞美归给主。
Some of you might have made $1 million this week.
也许有一些人在这里面赚了100万。
Some of you might have been promoted.
也许有人在这一周被提升了。
Some of you might have triggered something in your computer that was revolutionary.
也许有人做了一些事情，在电脑上面做了一些事情，是非常有意义的。
But I don't care what you did 3 years in purity, you'll never get it above thinking above a 3 year old.
我不管你做了什么事情，你的思想不会超过一个三岁的小孩。
And it'll never add anything eternally spiritual to your life.
在对你的永远的属灵的生命里面是不会增加任何东西的。
The focus of the church is the Lord's table.
教会的中心乃是主的桌子。
Some of you came in this morning, you probably just after about 45 minutes, I think I'm in a fog.
也许今天早上有人在这边45分钟以后就说好像在雾中一样。
What are these people praying about?
那这些人他们在祷告些什么事情呢？
What are they thanking the Lord about?
他们为什么要感谢主呢？
They're thanking the Lord because they've seen something.
他们感谢主因为他们看见了一些事情。
They've seen their sin.
他们看见他们的罪恶。
Many times this morning, different ones mentioned the blood of the Lord Jesus.
今天早上不同的人都提到主的宝血。
You know, blood is not a very exciting topic.
血并不是一个很让人兴奋的那个主题。
But when we see the blood of the Lord Jesus covering our sins, taking away this evil, altering them, that atonement and what it really is, it becomes something very significant.
当我们看见说主耶稣的血来遮盖了我们一切的罪，成为我们的这些罪的救赎的时候，那些就是那个血就变成非常有意义。
Most likely, any of you are like me, our old nature raised up during the week and we said something, we did something that we're not proud of.
也许在过去的一个礼拜里面，你自己的老我又起来说了一些话或者做了一些事情，不是让你很可以值得骄傲的。
But the blood of the Lord Jesus took care of that.
但是我们主耶稣的宝血却为我们担当。
So when we say Christ is all in all, he's not only all physically, but he's also spiritually.
所以当我们说基督是一切在一切之中的时候，并不是为了我们物质方面，乃是属灵方面。
We've been forgiven.
我们得到赦免。
The God who is against all sin, all flesh, has been satisfied. He is happy.
不喜欢我们的肉体，但是他的心却得到了满足。
We who have been called foreigners of God have now been reconciled.
我们过去是成为是客旅的，我们今天却成为神家旅的人。
Sin, which is a heinous thing, has been expiated. It has been done away with as far as east is from the west.
我们的罪恶已经被除去，东离西有多远，我们的罪就与我们有多远。
These many times when we have sinned.I am my own God. I want my own way. I'm going to get my own way. I'm going to force my own way. All this has been covered by the blood.
当我们常常我们犯罪的时候，就是我们说我们要成为我们自己的主，我要做我自己要做的事情。但是这一切都因着主耶稣的宝血被遮盖了。
That's what we mean when we say Christ is all in all in the church, where two or more are gathered together.
这就是我们说，基督是在一切又在一切之中。那在教会就是有两个人，他们。聚集在一起。
Who is building the church?
谁是在做建造教会的工作呢？
Well, goes back to the verse that we looked at in Matthew 16, when Christ said, "I am building the church."
这就回到马太福音第十六章，当基督说我要建造我的教会。
God has the wisdom.
神有智慧。
God has the purpose and the goal in mind.
神他在他的心里面是有他的目的。
You know, I went to Africa this spring, and I spent 5 weeks sharing on God's eternal purpose.
这个春季的时候，我到非洲去，有五个星期之久，我在那边与他们交通到永远的神永远的旨意。
And as a result, when I came home, you know, I felt that I know a little bit now about what God's eternal purpose was. It's sort of reversed. I kind of learned what I was teaching.
当我回来以后，我好像就觉得自己。但是也知道了一点点神永远的旨意，正好我教导人，但是我自己却受到了教导。
We've been looking at the subject for 12 months, and we still are sort of in a fog about it. What is God's eternal purpose?
虽然我们在看到神永远的旨意这个主题有12个月之久，但是我们却好像人在雾中一样。
God's not in a fog.
但是神不是在雾中。
He knows what his eternal purpose is.
他知道他自己永远的旨意是什么。
Therefore,He is the one that can build.
因此他是那个能够建造的。
We've said so many times, if you don't know the purpose, you're we're never going to accomplish the goal.
我们堂堂说，你若是不知道你的目的是什么的话，你就没有办法达到你的目标。
The goal is clearly defined in God's heart.
神的目的在已经很清楚的在他的心里。
God knows the end.
他知道那个最终是什么。
He's the Alpha and the End. He's the Alpha. He is the beginning and the end.
他是始，他是终。
God sees our heart.
他开始看我们的心。
The church is made up of people.It's made up of people's hearts. Therefore, there's only one person that can build because he knows the heart.
教会乃是因着一些的人建造起来一些心，所以只有一个人能够做建造的工作，就是那个能够察验
的心。You know, there's an interesting phenomenon as human beings. We cannot get to our own heart. We do not know the deception in our own heart. But we have this canning ability to judge the hearts of others.
这是一个非常有趣的事情。我们自己人不能够看我们自己的心，我们不知道我们心里面的邪恶的情况，但是我们却要来判断别人，论断别人的心。
How foolish we are！
我们是何等的愚蠢
！To think that we can do anything about the heart of someone else, change them。
那以为我们自己能够改变别人的心。
You know, I've been thinking about marriage recently, and I think there are three stages of marriage.
我自己最近想到结婚的事情，我就是想到有三个阶段。
First stage is that romantic stage.
第一个就是那个罗曼蒂克的阶段。
And then we go through a horrible period of trying to change the other person.
然后我们就经过一段非常悲惨的情形，就是我们想要来改变对方。
And then that third stage of appreciation.
然后就到第三个阶段，就是那个互相感谢对方的。
We need to let God do the work.
我们必须要让神来工作。
We can't change even ourselves, much less our spouse.
我们不能够，我们根本不能够改变我们自己，我们怎么能够改变我们的配偶呢
？But God can.
但是神能够。
God is the headmaster of the school of Christ.
神是在这个基督学校里面的校长。
God knows how to get into those dark areas of the corners of our heart.
他知道如何进入到我们心里面那些黑暗的地方，那些黑暗的角落。
The Bible says that our hearts are deceitfully wicked.
圣经说我们的心是非常的邪恶。
Why do we keep when the Bible? This is God speaking. When the Bible is so clear on this subject, why do we go around with our head in the sand?Pretending that we're okay.
圣经既然这样子说，但是我们为什么还把自己的头埋在沙里面，然后还认为自己是可以的呢
？How long is it going to take us, brothers and sisters, to where we give up on trying to run our own lives, run our own families, run our own marriage, run our own businesses, politicize, being political in everything that we do? When are we going to quit that and allow the Lord to come in?
弟兄姊妹们，我们还要靠自己的力量试着挣扎，试着来解决我们生活上婚姻里面、家庭里面、生意上各个样的困难，而不让神来让神来做主呢
？And relating to the subject we're talking about this morning, that is the church. How long are we going to put our finger on the church?
那关于到我们今天早上讲的题目，教会，我们还要把自己手放在教会里面有多久呢？
Coming up with our own ideas of what this department needs.
用我们自己的思想来认为说这里需要什么。
What we need to do over here.
或者我们在那边需要做些什么事情。
We got a problem. Let's get together and just a bunch of men discuss it.
我们有了问题，那一些弟兄们就聚在一起来讨论。
The church is built on our knees.
教会乃是建造在我们的膝盖上。
The church is built by God.
教会乃是神来建立的。
God is the only one who can transform these cold, dark hearts.
是神，唯有神能够来改变这个冷淡的心。
And He transforms these hearts through the Holy Spirit.
他借着圣灵来改变这些冷淡刚硬的心。
Through His Word.
借着他的话语。
Through rubbing with people.
借着与人之间的摩擦。
Through the environment and circumstances.He has sovereignly, wonderfully put us all in.
借着他自己，因着他的主权，他把我们所放在的各式各样的环境里。
Can you smile this morning about that wonderful environment the Lord put you in?
你今天早上能不能够能不能够因着神给你放在那美好的环境里而有笑容呢？
Can you accept the pressure of it?
你能不能够接受那里面的压力呢？
Or are we trying to wiggle out?
或者我们想要把要自己挤出去？
Are we trying to alter, change that environment?
或者是我们想要来改变那个环境呢？
Lord, please give me a new wife.
主啊，求你给我一个新的太太。
Please give me a new boss.
给我一个新的老板。
Lord, give me a new supervisor.
给我一个新的上司。
Give me more money.
或者给我更多的钱。
You know, as Christians, money doesn't make any difference. But you know, our hearts are deceitfully wicked. We think if we just had a little more dough, a little more money, that some of my problems would be alleviated.
虽然我们基督徒觉得说好像不应该太讨论到金钱的事情，但是我们的心却是何等的邪恶。我们想到说只要有再多一点点的钱，我们的问题就能够解决。
God knows how much money we have capacity for.
神知道我们能够容让有多少的钱。
The Bible says we don't have capacity for very much.
圣经上说我们并不是需要很多。
That's why he sovereignly, lovingly, and wonderfully sort of keeps us all in a poverty state.
所以他在他的主权之下，他在他的慈爱之中，他把我们摆在这样贫穷的光景中。
It's very difficult for the rich man, whether it's academically rich, whether it's business acumen rich, or rich in money, to enter in to that narrow gate.
有钱人进窄门是难的，不管你是学术上的有钱，或者在生意上，或者是你思想上的有钱，都是一样。
That narrow road is the church.
那条窄路就是教会。
That narrow gate is Christ.
那个窄门是基督。
But our sufficiency, our ability, our richness in areas keeps us from getting small enough, low enough, humble enough to prostrate ourselves for the Lord, before the Lord and enter in.
但是因为我们自己的满足自己的丰富，就使我们不能够把自己谦卑下来，能够匍匐在神的面前，进入那个窄门。
You get the point? Who's building God's church?
你知道这个看到见这个点了吗？谁是在建造这个教会的呢？
Lord Jesus.
是我们主耶稣。
And it definitely is not man.
并不是人。
Man often attempts to do God's work.
人总是想要来做神的工作。
God is too slow.
神太慢了。
Moses knew what God's eternal purpose was.
摩西知道神永远的旨意是什么。
He knew what God thought of the Egyptians.
他知道神对埃及人的看法是什么。
He thought he'd go out and he'd better help God out.
所以他觉得他应该出去来帮助神一下。
He knew God's plan was to destroy Pharaoh and his army.
他知道神的计划是要来毁灭法老和他的军队。
So Moses went out and killed a man, an Egyptian.
所以他就出去然后杀死了一个埃及人。
He killed one of God's enemies.
他把一个神的仇敌杀死了。
Was God satisfied?
神的心意满足吗？
He was exactly 40 years too early.
他乃是40年太早了。
You know, God is way too slow for us.
对我们而言，神总是太慢了。
We're always having to help God out.
我们总是想要来帮助神。
I'm sure you've all heard of the man Abram. Abram.
Yeah, 我们总是听我想你们听到亚伯兰。
He knew what God's eternal purpose was, that there was going to be a son.
他知道神永远的旨意是什么，他要有一个儿子。
God was too slow.
但是神太慢了。
God wanted to build something that was heavenly.
神要来建造一些属天的。
God wanted something to build something that was eternal.
他要来建造一些是永存的。
What did Abraham do?
那亚伯拉罕做了什么事情呢？
God's too slow, he touched it.
他神太慢了，所以他就来做。
Abraham says, God needs help.
神需要帮助。
God's tired.
神太累了。
He's not getting the job done.
他并没有让这个工作做完。
He touched it.
所以他动了。
He touched God's eternal purpose and it failed.
他触摸了神永远的旨意，但是他却失败了。
And to this very day, we have a great conflict in the Middle East with the Arabs and the Jews because of that seed.
因着那个后裔，直到我们今天，我们在中东里面还以色列人和阿拉伯人中间还有很大的争执。
Abraham touching what God was after led to death.
亚伯拉罕触摸了神所要得到的一些事情，就带进了死亡。
And this death continues to this day.
然后这死亡就一直到今天。
Man has this tragic fall.
人有这个很悲哀的
This flaw in us. This I, this me.
这个缺陷在我们里面就是我。
It's this ego.
是我们的自我。
And the Bible calls it flesh.
圣经就称为肉体。
As I said earlier, because of our 100 IQ.
乃是因为我们有100的那个。
We're a lot smaller than that to God.
我们比神还聪明。
Because of our inflated opinion.
乃是我们自己提高我们自己的意见。
Because of our several thousand year history. Speaking of the Chinese.
我是对中国人而言，乃是因为我们有几千年的文化历史。
Because we might be in the line of Confucius.
因为我们也许是在孔夫子的教导之下。
All of this, makes us something.
这一切事情都让我们觉得我们自己是什么。
You know, in Revelation 20, we have a beautiful picture of man's nature.
在启示录二十章里面，我们看见了一个人的光景。
We enjoyed our study Friday night on this subject.
星期五晚上我们读到这一点，这方面非常的好。
The Lord is going to come back, and He is going to take His overcomers, and He's going to rule for 1,000 years.
我们的主要再回来，他要带着与那些得胜者一同做王，掌权一千年。
And without any effort at all, he's just going to send an angel, and Satan is going to be bound for that 1,000 years.
他不用做什么事情，他就是差派一位天使，就把那个撒旦捆绑了一千年。
All the power of that ancient serpent, the devil, Satan, the dragon.
那个龙跟古蛇。他撒旦他所有的权势
All that deceptive power is bound, it's gone.
他所有的那些欺骗人的权势全部都被捆绑起来
And the Lord Jesus is going to reign.
那我们主耶稣要来做王
Every court in this, on this earth, every court in this earth is going to be ruled with perfect justice.
所有在这世上一切的法院都是以这个完整的公义来掌权
No disease, God, Christ is ruling.
因为基督在做王了，没有生病。
A wonderful environment. We see it in the Old Testament outline for us.
在旧约里面就已经让我们先看见，这是一个何等美好的光景。
And at the end of the 1,000 years, Satan is released.
到了一千年以后，这个撒旦又被释放了。
And what happens to thousands of people that have lived wonderfully, beautifully under the headship, the authority of the Lord Jesus?
但是那些成千成百人，他们是在神在基督美好的王权掌管之下生活的人，又怎么样呢
？They turn their head from the one that they have been under. They have been a servant of, not Christian. They have been looking to Satan.
他们却把他们的头从那个他们一直掌管他们的基督王权之下转到撒旦那里。
And all the nations of the world gather together.And descend upon Israel for that last famous battle.
列国就聚集在一起，到来与以色列做那最后的征战。
All of Israel is Christian. All Israel is the house of God.
以色列人所有的人都是基督徒，都是神的家。
What does that tell us about flesh?
怎么告诉我们，让我们看见我们的肉体是怎么样的情形呢
？We're always trying to change our environment.
我们总是想要改变我们的环境。
Jesus Christ is going to provide a perfect environment, but it does not change man.
主耶稣基督要给我们预备一个完美的环境，但是那却不能改变人。
Man will accept living under that beautiful environment for 1,000 years, but he'll be deceived in 1 second to follow Satan.
人能够活在那个完美的环境之下一千年，但是在一秒钟之内，他就转向被蒙骗，被转向了撒旦。
Brothers and sisters, let us quit trying to change our environment.
弟兄姊妹们，我们让我们不要再来改，想要改变我们的环境。
Quit trying to change this ugly flesh.
不要再
inner cold dark heart.
不要再来改变这个肉体，这个冷淡坚硬的心了。
Let's let the Lord build.
让我们让神来，让主来做。
We can't build together.
我们不能够来建造。
We're incapable. We're in love with ourselves.
我们没有办法做，因为我们是这么自爱的人。
We said earlier the church is a body of unity, of oneness.
我们之前说过，教会乃是一个合一的身体。
You can't put on a Sunday smile and expect to go in and shake hands with a few people and call that church.
你不能够说逐日早上带着微笑来与几个人握手，那个就是教会。
The body of Christ is a people who have been changed by Christ.
基督的身体乃是有一般的人，他们是被基督改变的。
Why is God building this church?
神为什么要来建造这个教会呢？
God loves His Son.
因为神爱他的儿子。
All of heaven, all the spiritual blessings have been given to His Son because of His obedience.
所有属天属灵的丰富都已经赐给了他的儿子，因为他儿子顺服他。
You know, people say, Christ was sympathetic towards us, and that's why he came.
我们有人说是因为神看我们很可怜，所以来到这世上。
Christ wasn't sympathetic for us.
神并不是要来同情我们。
The Bible says God loved the world.
乃是圣经告诉我们是神爱世人。
But when Jesus was confronted with going to the cross, he said, "Please, I don't want to do this."
当主耶稣问主耶稣说你要进到要上十字架的时候，他就说我不要这样。
But he prayed in the garden that he would follow God's will.
但是他在花园里在那个园里面，他祷告说他愿意来顺服神的旨意。
Christ went to the cross because of obedience.
基督上十字架是因着顺服。
What a lesson for us to learn.
这实在是一个我们该学的功课。
And that is obedience, just doing what the Lord tells us to do.
就是顺服，就是照着主所吩咐我们的去做。
Not living by how we feel, our feelings.
并不是活在我们自己的感觉里面。
We feel like going to church, to the meeting place, we go.
并不是我们感觉说我们想要去聚会了，我们就去。
Hebrews 10:25 says, "Forsake not the assembly."
在希伯来书第十章，22节告诉我们说不可停止聚会。
There are going to be people in the fellowship who grate you the wrong way.
也许在这个在聚会里面有一些人是与你敌对的。
But God has that for a purpose.
但是神把它放在那里是为了有一个目的。
It's the law of antagonism.
乃是这个相对的理论。
So we have to go with the fellowship not because we feel good, not because we are going to see our friends, but because He says.
我们去参加聚会并不是因为我们自己感觉要去，或者是要看看我们的朋友，乃是主说不可停止聚会。
We might be around the table and there's something in us that causes to fear to pray. The Lord says, bring a sacrifice of praise.
当我们围绕着主的桌子面前的时候，也许我们里面很惧怕不敢祷告，但是主说要带着赞美的献上你赞美的祭。
Why is God building this church?
神为什么要建造他的教会呢？
God is proud of His Son.
乃是因为神以他的儿子为满足。
He's building His church because of Christ's submission and obedience.
他建造他的教会乃是因着基督的顺服。
He's building it because Christ lowered Himself, even to the point of coming to this earth.
他建造他的教会乃是因为基督降卑他自己来到这世上。
The Lord Jesus.Will never be God again.
主耶稣不能够再成为神了。
He will always and forever have a human form.
他永远有一个带着这个人的样式。
He took himself out of the realm of being a heavenly being and put himself in a body, which is the only way we'll ever see him from this day forward.
他离弃了他天上的荣耀，他穿上了人的样式，我们从此以后就只看到他这个样式。
This made the Father wonderfully happy.
这就让我们的神非常的高兴。
Therefore, the Father desires to enlarge His Son.
所以神要来扩张他的儿子。
He wants to give glory to His Son.
他要把荣耀给他的儿子。
He wants to enlarge the Godhead's character, the Godhead's being.
他愿意要来扩张神性的性格。
If the one new man, Christ is good, then many is better.
若是一个新人，就是基督是好的，那许许多的岂不是更好？
It goes without saying, God is not selfish.
对，神也不是自私的。
So his purpose is to enlarge, to increase more and more.
他的目的就是要来扩张要更多。
But not enlarge in the sense that we see evangelism today.
但他扩张的方法并不是像我们今天看一些那些福音派的做法。
Where a person accepts Christ and that's the end.
并不是说一个人接受了基督那就是了。
There is no impartation, there is no infusion of the life of Christ in that person.
但是在那个人的身上却没有基督的性格组织在里面。
I am not underestimating, I'm not belittling the fact that the person has a ticket to heaven.
我并不是看清这件事情，是的，这个人已经有了进天堂的门票。
But it absolutely grieves the Lord's heart.
但是却是实在是让神的心忧伤。
And there will be no kingdom life for that person.
而且对那个人而言也没有天国的生活。
Only the overcomers enter into that kingdom.
只有得胜者才能够进入天国。
And there will be, we see in the last verse of Matthew 24, there will be gnashing of teeth during that thousand year period by many believers.
在马太福音第24章最后一节，我们看见在那一千年的时候，有许多的人要在外面哀哭切齿。
Saved believers.
乃是得救的信徒们。
Evangelized believers.
他们是接受了福音的那些信徒们，但是这些信徒们却是为了自己而生活。
We have 60 years, brothers and sisters, 70, 80. How many years the Lord gives us to get it right?
我们神给我们60年、70年、80年或者更多来让我们能够来改正。
And if we don't get it right, we get another 1,000 years to learn the lesson.
若是我们没有做对的话呢，我们将来就要花1,000年的时间来做。
God desires a manifestation of His Son. That's why He's building the church.
神要来建造他的教会，因为他愿意来彰显他的儿子。
God desires a bride.
神要一个心腹。
A bride with the same look.
一个
the same look.
一个心腹是像他儿子。
See, we see where it says in the Bible, we're built in the image and the likeness of God.
所以在圣经上告诉我们乃是照着神的形象被造的。
You're looking at the likeness right here.We can all see the likeness.
你在这边就看见说这个形象。
We all have a body like the Lord Jesus. We're like Him.
我们都有像主耶稣一样有个身体。
But that image is the deep one.
但是那个形象却是更深的工作。
That's the holiness of Christ.
乃是基督的圣洁。
That is the righteousness of Christ.
乃是基督的公义。
That's the character of Christ.
那个是基督的性格。
And this is what God is.Doing in building the church.
那就是神现在在那边做建造他教会的工作。
God's building the church to bring in the kingdom.
神建造他的教会，愿意带进他的天国。
You know, God knows how to delegate.
神知道如何来分派工作。
He loves it when others can do what he can do.
他很喜悦别的人也可以来做他做的工作。
So we see in Revelation that in Revelation 20 that where the saints, the overcomer, are going to rule and reign with Christ.
所以在启示录第20章里面，我们看见那些得胜者与他作王掌权。
This is why God is building the church.
这就是神现在在建造他的教会。
In closing, how is God building the church?
最后神要怎么样来建造他的教会呢？
Obviously, he's building it through his word.
他是借着他的话来建造。
It's something that I don't understand.
这是我不能够明白的。
When he speaks the word and says, I choose that person.
当他说一句话说我拣选那个人。
I don't understand it.
我不明白。
But that's what he does.
但是那就是他的工作。
And then he gives us his written word.
他也给我们他写下来的话。
Hebrews 4:12, the word divide this flesh and soul, this soul and spirit.
在希伯来书第四章十二节告诉我们说，这个他的话来分开魂与灵。
Only God's word, as we read God's word, can we get in and see, uh-oh, I am touching the church. I am interfering. It's me, ego, flesh is in control. Only the word will reveal that.
只有当我们来读主的话语的时候，我们才能够看见说，哦，是因为我的自我来触摸了神的工作，我的自己的骄傲来触摸了神的教会。
I'll tell you one good reason not to read the word.
我告诉你一个 一个好的原因是不要读圣经的话。
A good reason to not read the word is you won't see yourself.
一个好的原因一个不读神话语的好的原因就是你不会看见你自己。
It'll keep you from seeing your flesh.
你就不会看见你自己的肉体。
And that might be satisfying.
也许那个你就很能够满足。
But it's false.
但是那却是错误的。
The word will prick us. Will, it's there, Psalms 119:105, it's a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path.
诗篇119篇105节告诉我们说神的话是我们脚前的灯路上的光。
The word in copulation in conjunction with the Holy Spirit.
神的话 与圣灵一同工作。
God's Spirit, not our Spirit.
乃是神的灵不是我们的灵。
God has given His Spirit to enliven our human spirit.
神给我们这个灵来苏醒我们的灵。
And from the enlivenment, now that that spirit has become alive, it enlivens our soul.
因着这个我们的灵被得到苏醒，我们的魂也得到苏醒。
It enlivens our emotions and our will and our mind to be worshippers of God.
来苏醒我们的意志感情，来敬拜神。
And it also enlivens our physical body.
同样的也能够来苏醒我们外面的身体。
We don't know it, but it does.
我们虽然不知道，但是它是这样子的。
God is building His church. How is He building His church? Not only through the Holy Spirit, not only through His Word, but through recovery.
神怎么样来建造他的教会呢？不仅借着他的话语，不仅借着圣灵，也借着恢复。
Recovery, not restoration.
乃是恢复，不是复兴。
There is a great movement in the world today and has been for years, probably always will be, and that is that man can alter his environment.
在这世上有一个很大的运动，已经有很多年，也许还会再有很久，就是人想要用他自己的方法来改变。
This is led by people who have seen the church.
乃是由一些已经看见教会的这些人来带领。
The church can have a great influence until these large, churches are built and propagated.
他们看见教会能够做很大的事情，所以他们就建造了很大的教会，然后要想要前进。
Restoration is a beautiful word in the Bible.
复兴在圣经里面是一个非常好的字。
But there's one word that precedes.
但是在它前面有另外一个字。
And that's recovery.
那就是恢复。
And recovery is one of those words that's part of the mystery.
恢复这个词是在奥秘的一部分的。
Recovery is the cross.
恢复乃是十字架。
There's a price to be paid.
是要付上代价的。
It comes through suffering.
要受苦难的。
The church is being built through suffering.
教会乃是经过苦难而得到建造。
We're to take up our cross then.
我们必须要每一天背起十字架来。
It's not an easy road.
这并不是一条简单的道路。
It means pressure on our job.
可以说到是在我们工作上有压力。
It means pressure in our family and with our children.
在家庭里面有压力，或者与我们的孩子之间有压力。
God is looking to see if we're serious.
神乃是要看我们是不是严肃的来对待这件事。
And whether or not we will cry out day in and day out, day in and day out, day in and day out until He takes us home.
是我们是不是每天每时每刻来向他呼求，直到他带我们回到天家。
Study the last three chapters of Acts and see if you think Paul's last days on this earth, the last years in his life, were a Sunday school picnic.
你读那个使徒行传最后三章就可以看见保罗在世最后的日子是不是好像就是主日早上的郊游一样。
Study the overcomers even.In the last 2,000 years.
或者是你读一些过去2000年那些得胜者的故事。
Even in our own history.
即使在我们的历史里面。
The church is built through suffering, this law of antagonism.
教会乃是经过苦难而得到建立的。
Job 1:1, we see he's an upright man.
约伯记一章一节，我们看见他是一个很
聪明的人。None like Job in the whole country.
在这个地上没有一个人像约伯一样。
He's upright. He's the finest.
他是最好的。
But God looks at his heart.
但是神是看着他的心。
And right down there in the bottom of his heart, in Job 32:1, we see he was a little bit self-righteous.
在约伯记三十二章第一节里面，我们看见
You can hardly blame him for being self-righteous. He knows he's the best in the world.
在他心里面的最深处，他是一个自义的人，他没有办法不自义，因为他是一个最好在世上最好的一个人。
Hundreds of people, his 10 children, they must have just said, "Dad, you're great." You always come up with the right answer.
有许许多的人，甚至他十个孩子，常常都对他说，父亲啊，你实在是最好的人，你常常有最好的意见。
You know, God's not satisfied with just being here. He's always taking, as long as we're breathing, God is taking us further. There's more to be dealt with.
神不满意我们就是在这个光景里面，只要我们还有气息的时候，他就要带领我们进入更深的。
And there in the Job 42, we see the result.
在约伯记42章，我们就看到他的结果。
The last chapter of that verse of book, I think it's maybe verse 6. But anyway,Job says, I have heard with my ears, but now I see.
在约伯记最后一章，约伯就说，我曾经风闻有你，如今我亲眼看见。
God is after seeing what he's after.
神乃是要得到那些他所看见。
All of us have played church. Some of us, I have played church 51 years.
我们每一个人都好像在那边办。办教会做游戏一样，我自己也是。
I have been a member of churches. I have been a different denomination, non-denominational, interdenominational, in works, Christian ministries.
我自己曾经在宗派里面，在不是属于任何宗派的教会里面，在一些基督徒的基督教的工作里面许多年。
I thank the Lord. 10 years ago, He began to open my eyes to the spiritual organism.
但是我感谢主，在十年以前，他开了我的眼睛，让我看见这属灵的有机体。
Not inorganic, but organic.
并不是无机体，乃是有机的。
This living body.
乃是有生命的身体。
This body of the Lord Jesus.
这个我们主耶稣基督的身体。
That is in union with Him.
我们与他合一。
Who takes all commands from Him.
能够完全接受他一切的命令。
Doesn't even make a decision of tithe without saying, Lord, what do I do with this tenth?
即使在奉献的事情上，也不自己做主张，乃是来到主面前问他。
Every time that paycheck comes, see how easy it is to fall into a tradition? Oh, I just write out a check. I don't know. Maybe the Lord wants you to give 15%.
当我们收到我们的薪水的时候，我们很容易就落入传统里面，就开了一张支票，但是你怎么知道神不也许要你奉献15%呢？
I hope none of you, particularly you visitors, get me wrong and think. I wonder when he was going to get down the money.
我希望你们那些尤其是来看我们的朋友，并不要想说这个人最终总是要讲到关于钱的事情。
That's not the point.
这个并不是我要讲的目的。
The point is, do we make decisions on our own, corporately on our own, or does every thought, every policy, every word come from above?
关键乃是我们是不是自己做主张，不仅是个人的或团体的，还是我们每一个的思想，我们每一个的决定都是从上而面来的呢？
You know,In closing, we often say that we're in the school of Christ.
我们常常说我们是在基督的学校里面。
The church is the school of Christ.
教会就是基督的学校。
And when we think of school, we think of discipline.
当我们想到学校的时候，我们就有管教。
We think of training.
我们想到有训练。
I like to think of it as a manufacturing plant.
我愿意想到是一个生产的工厂。
I met a Portuguese family up in Boston.They came over as immigrants, didn't have an education, didn't know the language, just knew one thing, how to work.
我遇到一个移民来的国家不一个家庭，他们不知道语言，没有教育的背景，他们只是知道工作。
And this immigrant was not afraid of work, and it didn't matter what type of work it was, he was willing to do.
他不在乎什么样的工作，他都愿意做。
And he got a job in a rendering plant.
他找到了一个工作。
You know, and I don't think there's anything that smells nice and looks nicer than a nice piece of leather.
没有一个比那个很好的一块皮料味道更好。
It's kind of like God's son. It's perfect. It's a sweet smell.
是一个很甜美的味道。
But you know, a rendering plant, where leather is made, is not a nice place.
但是做皮革的那个工厂却不是一个很好的地方。
It's horribly smelling.
那个味道是非常难闻的。
It's terribly slippery and slimy.
而且是非常的滑的。
The church is a manufacturing plant.
教会乃是一个生产的工厂。
It's where God takes raw, ugly, slimy, decayed, decrepit individuals.And makes them into His son.
神乃是把一些一些生的非常不好的的人，然后来制作权磨成他神儿子的样子。
You know, we get a little upset once in a while when we meet brothers and sisters, and there's kind of that smell, and they're upset, and there's this agitation, and there's this bitterness. Let's start thinking positively on it. This is a manufacturing plant.
当我们有时候我们遇到一些弟兄姊妹们的时候，我们就觉得实在是很难与他们相处，有许多的苦读，但是让我们从正面来看，这是一个生产的工厂。
I don't care how young you are in the Lord, there is a measure of Christ on you.
不管你在主里面是多么的年幼，在你里面就有一点的基督。
Ephesians 5:21 says we are to submit to one another.
以弗所书五章第一点里面告诉我们说，我们要彼此顺服。
We don't want to submit to one another's flesh.
我们不愿意顺服在别人的肉体里面。
We don't have to submit to one another's flesh.
我们也不需要顺服在别人的肉体里。
We submit to the measure of Christ in each one of us.
我们乃是顺服在那个人里面的基督的成分。
We gotta quit looking at people.
不要再看人。
And look at what God is building.
乃是来看神所建造的工作。
The finished product that.That beautiful piece of leather.
那是他做成的工作，那一块很漂亮的皮革。
That aromatic smell, fragrant.
那个非常美好的味道。
But we have to go through the manufacturing plant to get that.
但是我们必须要经过这个工厂。
And that's what this 70 years is all about.
那就是我们在第70年的时光。
Don't quit.
不要放弃。
Go to work every day.
每一天都去工作。
Go to the fellowship.
去聚会。
Don't shun people, dodge people.
不要想要躲避一些人。
But Jesus, I will build my church.
因为主耶稣说，我要建造我的教会。
He's going to build it with you and me, or without it, but it's going to be built.
不管有你或我，或者是没有，他都要建造他的教会。
There's already those who have gone before us that have finished the course.
在我们以前的人，他们已经。走完了他们的路程。
They look like Christ, they act like Christ, they talk like Christ.
他们像基督一样，他们说话像基督一样，他们行动也像基督一样。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
All we can do this morning, Father, is to say thank you.
天父，今天早上我们能够做的就是说谢谢你。
And again, we just surrender, yield, give up ourselves to thee.
再一次，我们把我们自己。服在你，降服在你的面前。
Individually and corporately.
个人的或全体的。
Build your testimony here in Houston.
愿意你的见证建造起来。
And universally.
也在宇宙里面被建造起来。
Prepare so that we can rule and reign with you with the same character as you.
来预备我们，好叫我们能够与你有同样的性格，能够与你一同作王掌权。
We worship you.
我们敬拜你。
We thank you.
我们感谢你。
In Christ's name.
靠主耶稣基督的名。